Can we take just a couple of minutes to talk about fear?
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
I don't think fear is on the list of anyone's favorite topics to talk about, but fear is something that we all deal with, so it is an important topic for us to talk about. And I want us to have a biblical perspective to help us with our fear. I want you to think back when you were a child. There were some things that made you afraid, and then you learned some things that helped you overcome those fears. And it's no different when we are adults, but I think for us to think back to when we were children, it might help us a little bit. Think about maybe something like the shadows on your bedroom wall at night that you thought was a scary monster, or maybe it was those clothes that were the way that they were draped over the back of your chair, it looked like there was some thing or some person sitting right there in your room. And then you were afraid, you were scared of that. But how did you overcome that fear? Maybe a parent came into the room and turned on the light and explained to you about shadows. Maybe they sat there with you for a little bit to help you understand that you didn't need to be afraid of that, because it was just something that your imagination was kicking up. See, I think a lot of times our fears come from us being afraid of what is unknown. We're not sure what's coming. A lot of times our fear is because we are uncertain of the outcome, because maybe we look at it and say, it's completely out of my control. And again, I don't know what's going to happen. And so there's a fear that's there. But I think when we get explanation, it helps. But I think the other thing that helps us too is somebody who has overcome that fear. So maybe, say, as an adult, we're facing a situation dealing with maybe finances. We say, boy, I don't know about this. I don't know how this is going to work out. I don't know what's going to happen here. And maybe there's so many things that feel outside of your control. But then when you sit down with somebody else who says, you know what, walk down that same path, and here's what happened to me. Here's how I came out on the other side of that. And maybe you begin to feel a little bit of relief. And you almost think like, well, why was I afraid of that in the first place? Well, here's the reason why I think Christians especially need to be able to overcome their fear, is because we serve one who described himself as the light of the world. When we were afraid as children, many times that light of knowledge, or even the physical light of our bedroom being clicked on, is what took away the scariness of the shadows or the lump of clothes that were on the table there. And so that is what brought relief to us when the light came on and we could see that. But I want you to think about, even Jesus is also one who constantly said, here's what's going to happen. Here's what I'm going to do. And then he did it. He's the one that actually went and faced death and came back to us and said, you no longer have to be afraid of death because I have defeated it. In fact, if you go through the Bible and you look, you'll see that most of the time when a phrase is said like, do not be afraid, it's either God speaking it or it's a human who's speaking it because he's heard those words from God and he's speaking it to the other people around them. And almost always associated with those phrases, do not be afraid, there's a reason behind it. Do not be afraid because God said this, God did this, God promised this. And so I think that the main way that we overcome our fear is to get our eyes off of the things that we can't control, the things that are unknown to us, the things that are in the shadows that we feel like, I don't know exactly what's going on there. And we need to live in the light of God's presence. We need to look to him. Let me read for you a couple of verses from Psalm chapter 56. This is David writing at a time that he was afraid. And here's what he said. When I am afraid. Now, I want to pause right there. He doesn't say, hey, don't ever be afraid. He doesn't say, I'm never afraid, but he admitted it. When I am afraid, what does he do with his fear? I will put my trust in you, speaking to God. I praise God for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me? And just a few verses later on, he says almost the same thing, but he elaborates on it. I praise God for what he has promised. Yes, and he repeats it. I praise the Lord for what he has promised. I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? See, when we put our confidence in the one who is the promise maker and the promise keeper, that takes the scariness away from our fears, because we may not be able to be in control, but we trust the one who is in control, the one who gets the final word, who gets the decisive word, and who gets the best word. And when you find yourself in a place of fear, a place where you are wondering, how's this going to all turn out? There's one place that you can go. Go to the one who has made the promises to keep you safe and secure. Go to the one who has fulfilled those promises. Go to the one who has conquered the ultimate fear of all, the fear of death and eternal separation from God, and said, I have defeated that, and I've made it possible for you to be in God's presence forever and forever. There's a line from an old hymn that says this: when all around gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. And then the promise that comes again and again in the chorus of that hymn is, on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Don't let the fear send you quaking. Stand on the solid rock of the one who's made the promise and the one who fulfills the promise.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now. To order, go to craigtowens.com.